Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff that we will talk about on the air. You go to freetalklive.com, get yourself a free account, and then anytime you spot something online you think's particularly interesting, whether it be a blog post or a news article or a video or something like that, you just plug it into the website, and then other listeners will decide whether they like or dislike it. And then you can the site will aggregate the total number of liked content, the most liked content to the front page of the site. So if yours is the most liked, it'll be right there up at the top of the page. Right now, top story there is California cops kill cannabis cultivator. So you can go in there and influence stuff that shows up there at freetalklive.com. Now, just because there is a top story doesn't mean we're necessarily going to talk about it. That's why I say you're going to influence the things that we talk about. Because I want to make sure we start out here with something that I mentioned last night and we never got to, which is the Wesley Snipes situation. And I thought that Snipes was going to get out of this relatively unscathed, as of we had some news that came in several months ago that made it sound like it wasn't looking too bad for him. As you know, as you may know, Wesley Snipes has been brought up on federal tax evasion charges. And there was news a little while back that he was found, that basically the jury found him not guilty on a number of them, the most severe of them. So we'll explain what happened here, according to Examiner.com, where a federal appeals court, as of last week, has upheld the lower court decision that actor Wesley Snipes' 3-year prison sentence for tax evasion. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Snipes' sentence for 3 misdemeanor counts of failing to file tax returns for several years. The district court acted well within its considerable discretion in sentencing Snipes to 36 months in prison, according to the judges. Snipes' attorney argued that probation would have been the only reasonable sentence, and that the 2008 judge that convicted him didn't take into consideration his college education, family, and charitable activities. Snipes had been out on bond while the appeal took place, and the court did not state when Snipes would report to prison.
So, you know, what it seems to me is that the jury in this case found Wesley Snipes not guilty of all the felony charges, of all the sort of willful stuff, and then found him guilty of some misdemeanor stuff to just sort of say, yeah, you know, he probably wasn't in the right, and he probably should have known better than to believe these guys that were telling him that you don't have to pay taxes, that it's all a big scam or whatever, these, you know, the 14th Amendment guys or 16th Amendment guys or whatever they are. You know, that was the message they were trying to send, that he was we're not trying to go after him too hard. He didn't willfully do anything, but he probably should have known better than to trust these guys. And the judge essentially departed from the will of the jury and sentenced him essentially for the felony charges. He took each.
Well, he gave him the max for the misdemeanors.
He gave him the max for the misdemeanors. Because normally you just wouldn't see this happen. They don't just give you the max when you've never done anything else. Mm-hmm. And they certainly don't give you the max running consecutive.
But they do
in
when
the
it's
same
a tax
court.
Case. When it's a tax case and they want to make an example out of you, apparently
that's what I'm
they
thinking.
Do.
This is very public. Lots of people are watching. They're like, oh, let's show everyone what happens when you
that's what
dare
it's about.
To defy the federal government.
Want to teach you a lesson, little slaves. So let me continue here. Snipes convicted of not paying more than $15 million in income tax returns over 10 years while he sent money to overseas accounts, even though prosecutors acknowledged that they didn't have an exact amount of what was sent overseas. In 2008, Snipes offered 3 checks that equaled $5 million and asked the court to show mercy before his sentencing hearing, and prosecutors took the money.
He came up
payment,
the money.
But said it was just part of what he owes the federal court. Assistant U.S. Attorney whoever said it's essentially a down payment, but a fraction of what he owes.
So they don't even know how much he owes. Otherwise, they'd say it.
A jury convicted Snipes of 3 misdemeanors on February 1st, and he was acquitted of the felony charges of tax fraud and conspiracy. But Snipes' attorneys say that the judge gave a strong sentence for the misdemeanor charge and disregarded the jury's verdict. So It's yet to determine as far as when exactly Wesley Snipes will turn himself in for a 3-year federal prison sentence, which presumably will be held at a
That's
minimum
federal
secure.
Prison. They're going to have to send him to county jail, right?
I mean, well, normally it's a federal case. Would a county jail get a federal prisoner?
Normally, if you get 1 year, it's in a state situation, and you're going to stay in the county jail.
You might be right about that, because I'm thinking there is the local county jail here, and I know for a fact they can take federal prisoners. So
yeah, I just don't know.
They
and
get
honestly,
funding from the federal government for those prisoners?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
But if it's 3 years, normally you're only in jail for a year.
I can't speak to this. I just don't have enough information. It seems very strange to me. They'll likely try to bump him out quickly if he's in the county jail situation because they don't want to pay for it. But I don't know.
Well, I mean, 3 years is 3 years. What is it, 85% good time?
3 years isn't 3 years. It's 1 year running, 1 year three times running consecutively. It's not 3 years.
Wait, this is not going to be 3 years?
Okay. He's been given 3 1-year sentences running consecutively, as I understand it, which isn't a 3-year sentence. A 3-year sentence is prison time.
The word consecutive doesn't appear in this article.
I understand, because you have a rube writing it, okay? But he's been found guilty on 3 misdemeanor charges and given 1 year apiece for them. I'm telling you, as I understand it, and, you know, somebody who's a reasonable expert on prison time.
So you believe that means it'll be a year period?
No. I'm telling you that he has 1 year. Three times. He has to do
so
1 year,
3 years.
Then do 1 year,
right,
then
okay.
do 1 year.
So it is
but
years.
It's not the same. Understand?
Okay,
a 1 year
gotcha,
sentence
gotcha.
Is generally a jail sentence, and a 3 year sentence is generally a prison sentence. How they're going to do it on the federal level, I can't speak to that. I just don't know. Maybe they'll decide to put him in a federal prison, but federal time is generally 85%, which means that Wesley Snipes is going to do 2.5 years.
It's horrible. It is just absolutely horrible, and I just figured that you deserve to know what was going on in that case because. Well, not because I think that anybody should be scared to not pay the federal government. I mean, the fact is they go after people like Wesley Snipes and Willie Nelson because they are, you know, they're large scale. They are people that supposedly owe. And, of course, I don't think you owe anybody anything unless you've contracted to owe them something. But they allegedly owe the federal government millions of dollars typically. And so the scale seems very large.
Well, the big fish, they get two advantages. It's one case for a lot of money, so they do basically the same amount of work for a larger amount of money, and they get this person that they can trumpet around, this head that they can parade around on a pike and say, look who we got, be afraid, citizen, pay your taxes. When in fact, 60 million, I've heard the number, right? I've looked into it, I can't find the best number in the world, but 60 million people don't pay federal income tax. They just don't pay it.
So they want you to be scared. They want you to be frightened that you might be next. They got Wesley Snipes, and he can afford a lawyer. And they got, Willie Nelson, and they got the guy from Survivor, and they got, you fill in the blank of
Richard whatever. Something.
Yeah, Richard Hatch. They must be able to get you, right? But as you point out, Mark, there's a whole lot of people in this country that don't pay the taxes. And I don't know exactly what Snipes was doing. Because he was definitely involved in some sort of scheme. There were a couple guys that were associated with him.
Yeah, and they really got whacked.
That had essentially, I don't know what they were trying to do exactly, but it was definitely a scheme. It wasn't like Wesley Snipes was just not paying the taxes. I think that they were doing something else along with that. I think there was some sort of, filling out the form in a certain way. There's all lots of theories out there about,
there's plenty of witchcraft that surrounds the idea that you don't have to pay income taxes. I tend to not believe it. I would think that if these people rewrite their laws, break their own laws all the time, what do they need you to fill out some particular piece of paper in a particular way, and then they're suddenly not going to make you pay? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think that that you should allow this to dissuade you if you were considering not paying them. Remember, for me, it's a moral issue. I just don't want to pay for violence. I don't want to pay for people that hurt other people. And that's what the federal government does wholesale. And I have no interest in doing that. And the consequences may come as a result of that. That's okay. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, though I think that if you get together with other people that are of like mind, that might help a little bit, like we're doing up here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. Also, take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our archives. In fact, you can go back for years now. It's all free. It's always been free, and we just keep adding more archives. So enjoy. All there, right there. You can get the last week's on the front page, and then you click the archive section, and you can go back to 2006. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Perhaps you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live. and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And if you'd like to join the two-year-olds, the adult two-year-olds out here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can do that too. You can come to freekeene.com and learn more about that. Yeah, I was listening to the local morning show on the local talk station this morning, and they were talking about the arrests that happened this past weekend here in Keene, mass arrests happening as the police attempted to kidnap a young woman who was just enjoying her afternoon in the park with an open can of beer. Folks like myself stood in front of and behind the police cruisers and were subsequently arrested. You know, we're trying to do the right thing and prevent a kidnapping.
Wasn't there some body painting going on?
There was.
Was that what caused the hubbub in the first place? Which to me is more disturbing because
the police claimed the complaint was about the open container that they received from the anonymous at this point citizen.
I think that would be safer to use as the excuse for what to hassle everyone about.
Sure.
As opposed to someone was being body painted and not really doing anything clearly illegal.
Maybe
at all.
So, but I've heard rumor now that there may be some nude painting going on in, like, full nude painting going on in the square soon.
Dear God.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see what they
do
about that.
And they called you guys 2-year-olds.
Well, and this is, you know, I just don't get it. And the suggestion on the local newspaper forum by one of the local anonymous critics was that I should grow up. I'm 29 and I should act my age. And I'd just like to know, what does that mean exactly? Is it mature in your mind to advocate aggressing against peaceful people? Is that a mature thing to advocate? Is it mature to rattle the saber and advocate that those peaceful people should be thrown in jail cells because they're doing things that you disagree with in a public place? Is that a mature position? Is it mature to go ahead and put on a suit and tie and go beg some politicians for some relief from the oppressive taxes and regulations that they put on people? What exactly does that mean?
That gets into an area that I've been theorizing about. If you look at this sort of the type that is so upset about this,
everyone is.
Well, clearly
the whole
not
town.
Actually, but there are some locals that are upset and everything, and then there's a fair number of locals, and I talk to them actually. I know people. See, a lot of people don't realize this, but I know local people in Keene. I have connections through Community Kitchen. I have connections through Quakers. I have connections through different things to know people in Keene, and and these subjects do come up, and I talk to them, and they're not like boiling over mad about this stuff going on, and so, yeah, I know that there's people who are upset, and those are the vocal people that you hear about, and I also know there's a lot of people that are not upset, and you're just not going to hear much about them, not much from them, because they're just shrugging. It's just not a big deal to them. But but what I mean is the people who are most vocal about this that I guess, I don't know how to call it, like maybe other people that are participants in the Free State Project that are upset about it, it strikes me as more of the crowd who is what you might call conservative-leaning or a libertarian-leaning conservative or something in that realm where, they agree that you should, you know, nudity shouldn't necessarily be illegal or certainly pot smoking shouldn't be illegal or open container laws are probably stupid, and they agree with that, but they get upset about that because they're trying to work with people who are upset by that. Liberties accomplished that are more important to them, and they're willing to just like they don't think that's important, you know, that that you not be hassled by cops for things like that, and so it's I feel like it's they're more concerned about there's a certain crowd of people they're trying to appeal to. They feel like they can form a coalition and get certain things done. And they don't want to upset those people.
Sure, and they're willing to ruin what might have been a friendship over it. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls and the fun. Ryan is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan. Ryan in Texas, going once. Ryan in Texas, going twice.
Can you hear me?
Ryan, there
hey,
you
can
are.
You hear me?
Yes, sir. Go for
hey.
It.
All right. So I just found out about a day or two ago that apparently I got a red light ticket back in December that I didn't know I got. Because I moved and I didn't change the address on my license for a really long time, so I guess they mailed it to my old address. And I found out because it went to a collection agency. apparently in Texas, the red light tickets aren't traffic tickets. They're civil tickets. And they're given to, like, a third party or something like that. I don't have all the details because the collection agency wasn't really forthcoming with information.
Well, it's likely the company that runs the cameras is also handling the sending out of the tickets and that sort of thing. So that would be the third party, I would guess.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that you guys might have some callers that know something about red light tickets in Texas, because I want to try to contest it. I was thinking about doing, like, the Mark Stevens approach, but I don't know if that would work in, like, a civil case, and
Stevens has civil questions. He's got different question sets that he has, one for criminal, one for civil, et cetera.
Also, I'd want to do some discovery and find out what that picture looked like that they've got of you, because one of these things that these red light cameras will do is they'll just click. For instance, if you make a right on red, they'll give you a ticket for it. And, you know, they might as well, right? What's the worst that could happen? You pay it. I mean, what kind of onus of responsibility do they have for writing out a ticket and sending it to you?
I've heard merit in the notion, and it seems like I'm afraid to back this up right now. I can't recall the details, but I thought I heard someone challenge the cameras on the basis of not being able to face your accuser, because you're supposed to be able to face your accuser in court. You have a right to do that. If you request to do that, then obviously, you know, they don't. There is no accuser. There's an object.
I think that's an excellent approach. I think there are probably a number of different approaches that could be used here. And it is a good question. So if you have experience with the red light cameras, I don't. I live here in New Hampshire. I don't know if there are red light cameras in New Hampshire. There certainly are not around here.
Not that I know of. And if they start coming, there's going to be a huge outcry.
So it's a good question. If you have any expertise with the red light cameras, definitely dial us up at 800-259-9231. But I think the important thing is, if you can take it to court, then you should.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the process is there. A lot of times they'll try to say, well, you can take it to our administrative tribunal, or that you have to pay the fine first, and then we'll let you take it to court.
Yeah, I haven't found the Texas judicial system be particularly interested in justice, my friend.
Do you know about what the process is? Do they tell you?
No, I haven't really asked too much about it. I was just kind of upset when I first talked to him, so it ended pretty quick. So,
Well, let us know what you find out as you go along, all right, will you? Just that way people know what's exactly to expect.
Yeah, I will. Oh, I do have one other question. Speaking
sure.
of the Texas judicial system, I haven't seen or heard any updates on what's been going on with Barry Cooper. I mean, I've tried searching the Internet, but I just can't find anything. Do you know what's going on?
I have not heard anything either. We'll take a quick look here in a moment. I thank you for the call. And if we find out anything, we'll let you know. 1-800-259-9231. Usually I hear about these things because I'm on Barry's email list, and he's pretty good about sending updates. So maybe it's just in one of those lull periods while they're waiting for some sort of legal action. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith and make money part-time, full-time, or as a retired income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us from AnarchyInYourHead.com. You can get more of Dale's great cartoon work. And actually, right now, you're featuring a cartoon not by you on the
front
page.
That's right. It's a cartoon that plagiarizes my content and was put together from pieces of old Anarchy in Your Head cartoons, artfully, I think. Artfully done pieces.
So he did not hand-draw
He did. He altered a few things, a few panels. Mm-hmm. From, you know, put a turban on a guy that didn't have a turban on before. And, you know, some little things like that. Put a pencil in his hand when he didn't have one in there before. He was eating and, mm-hmm. I think it was creatively put together, and I give him kudos for putting together. I thought it was good enough to put it on my site.
I thought it was fantastic, you know, and it addresses the intellectual property issues that we've been talking about.
Yes, I hope it's taken as a compliment that I decided to put it on my site. You know, I thought it was good enough.
I would hope so.
Be featured, so.
So you can see Dale's cartoons. He's got a couple hundred of them up there, very liberty-oriented, sometimes the occasional blog post or video by him. So go to anarchyinyourhead.com to get more.
And as soon as I have, like, a moment to take a breath, I have a plan for another cartoon and an essay to go along with it to follow up on the IP issue, the whole notion of intellectual property, which is really a fabrication of nonsense, I think.
Indeed.
It's the notion of property, which is completely sensible, and then someone tried to do this weird perversion of it to come up with the notion of controlling other people because of some patterns, you know. it's bizarre.
We might be able to get back into that here in a little bit. Plus, Mark, you've got an email you want to share. But first, we continue with your phone calls. Greg is listening in Ohio. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, Greg, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so I'm in Ohio right now, but I'm actually in the process of moving. back to Boston, Massachusetts after spending 6 months in San Diego, California, working for a software company out there. And while I was out there, one of the issues that came up a lot was, you know, how broke the state was, and particularly the state pension plan being very broke. And, you know, it's pretty well known the suburbs outside of L.A., about 2 hours north of me, are very impoverished. And today I saw something interesting in the news. Bell, California, a very well-known blue-collar suburb, it came to attention that government employees were making excessive salaries. So I looked into this a little bit. The chief administrative officer was making $800,000 a year.
Ooh, damn.
As a government executive in this impoverished suburb.
That is amazing.
That's how it happens, too, you know? Hey, everyone we're else. In charge, you know?
Everyone else tightening their belts and losing their jobs, and then the government is, like, getting great salaries and doesn't want to fire anyone and wants everyone else to raise to yep. pay more taxes so that they won't have to tighten their belts.
When you look at the difference between what's happening to regular America and then what's happening to government employees and the difference in the sort of caterwauling that goes on about it, it's just amazing. Government employees have to take a little hit in their pay or something like that, and they're, you know, the unions and everything, they whip everybody up. Oh, my God, everything's going to hell. We're not going to have any kind of public services. Kids aren't going to be right. educated. Old people are going to die in the streets, litter will pile up everywhere. But when America, the droves, is out of work, well, as long as you pay your taxes, citizen, we'll all be fine.
Well, and so the police chief, you know, is getting $457,000 a year, and then one of the assistants, an administrative assistant, is getting almost $400,000 a year. But what's really crazy is, you know, obviously, you know, people see about this, so they, you know, show up at City Hall up in arms, because, you know, of course, they're only going to show up when there's something dramatic, you know, have real people being kidnapped. But now, so they all show up at City Hall demanding that they all get fired / resign. So, sure enough, you know, City Hall comes out and says, okay, you know, we've accepted the resignation of the three. Well, there's two more problems still. Number one, the City Hall members themselves are getting $100,000 a year as part-time employees, but better yet, these guys got better.
You mean the city councilors? Just to be clear here, the city councilors are getting $100,000 for part-time work?
Yeah, they're part-time and they're getting $100,000. But the other thing that came out of this, which I think is a sweeter deal than even like these fired NBA coaches get, is under the state pension plan, Robert Rizzo, the chief administrative officer, getting almost $800,000 a year, this guy is going to get $650,000 a year for the rest of his life under the broke state pension program. They're paying him $650,000 a year to not go to work.
It's incredible.
If you ask me, this guy got a better deal out of his resignation than when he was working.
Absolutely.
Well, heck, if you can get that for not having to do anything, then sure. I could manage on that. I could get by.
It is incredible. I mean, it just... I mean, the city of Keene, where we do this show, has an incredibly large amount of property taxes they charge people. But, man... City councilors here only get $2,000 a year. It's quite a difference, and I don't think there's any sort of pension plan if you're a city councilor.
Isn't that kind of funny that a city councilor in Keene gets more than a representative in state government?
Yeah, they get $100. So
these the $1,000 a year, $2,000. I can't remember
$2,000 for a city councilor
per year or per term of 2 years
per year.
So I mean, you're still talking about. Nothing.
It's pretty low.
I mean, nothing.
I'm just saying it's more than the state government.
But when you look at other states and what these, you know, these leeches, these parasites, these viruses,
yeah, that's what they are.
Get in other states, it's incredible. So, you know, I mean, is New Hampshire's government broken? Absolutely. But man, if New Hampshire's government's broken, your guys is in little bitty pieces all shattered on the floor, you know?
Now, Greg, that's a good point. I mean, we're here because it's better than other places, but we're also here because we have work to do here even.
Absolutely. So. It's certainly
yeah,
no free state.
I hear people from San Diego who actually just moved to New Hampshire to join the Free State Project while I was
cool.
there. So.
Cool. Well, why are you still outside New Hampshire?
Yeah, I go to school in Boston. And, I'm gonna go up and, you know, I know, like, Pete Ayer, Adam Mueller, Jason Talley, I know those guys, so I'm gonna
right
go
on.
Up and, visit them, check out the Free State Project, get a taste.
Cool. Well, Marv is parked right now at the Free Talk Live studios, and so they're here in Keene getting things all geared up to head out around the country on a 13-week tour, 13 cities they'll be visiting, and they'll be going around meeting all kinds of interesting folks around the country and in the Liberty Radio Network, and as well as FreeKeene.com and Free Talk Live all sponsoring CD Evolution as well, all sponsoring Marv. So we're getting graphics done up and going to have it printed out, and we're going to have our logos all over Marv. So we're definitely behind them even more so than we were.
What is Marv called?
Marv is the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
It's a painted up mobile home, and it's awesome.
It is awesome. You go to libertyontour.com to learn more about what those guys are doing. But at least if you're in Boston, it'll be pretty easy to make the move up when you get out of school, right?
Yeah, we have a saying, you know, at school, if you're smart, you get your degree and you get out.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight, Greg. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I got to ride in Marv to the candlelight vigil the other night.
Oh, y'all went out to the robed man's house, right?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Very smoothly.
No cops?
No cops.
Right on.
I don't think they care to come out to those anymore.
No, they came out once. Didn't really do anything because they couldn't do anything. Stood around, talked to one another for a few minutes, and left. Let's go to your calls. Dylan is on the line, on the amp lines in Arizona. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, and I'm glad you're talking about Marv and all that work I'm helping do for Liberty on Tour. I heard you were wearing the T-shirt I designed when you got arrested the other day.
Oh, I sure was, yep.
Yeah, and the thing that came to mind when all this junk happened with L. Neil Smith was the reason that I went to the lengths I did to create an original piece of art was because when I first got in touch with Pete about doing that logo, he had a piece of clip art selected that he wanted me to rework. And, you know, I work in graphic design, and I know that, you know, a lot of these people have copyrights and licenses, and you can only do so many impressions. And so when we looked into buying that piece of art, it was really expensive, several hundred dollars. And
it was a piece of art of a motorhome? Was this the motorhome artwork?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Tell the rest of the story here in a moment if you can. More with Dylan. Artwork, intellectual property, discussion coming back up. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. And that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, they're free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites, so enjoy ours on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Actually, a few percentages of your purchase, several percentages, 7-8%, I think, if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time.
Do you have a will? Well, if you do have a will, when was the last time you updated it? Because if you've got, if your family situation's changed, it needs to be updated. If you don't have a will, have you been thinking about getting one? If you have been thinking about getting one, go to LegalZoom.com and type one up. It's fast and easy. It's legal in all 50 states, and it's really cost effective. You can use coupon code FTL to save an additional $10 off. I can't remember exactly how much it is, but it's like $75 to save your family all this trouble. If you haven't thought about it, you need to, because your family is wide open. If you die, the government's going to get your stuff, and then they have to fight to get it back. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order.
All right, so we go back to the phones and the fun, where Dylan is still on the line in Arizona. You were just barely getting into a discussion regarding intellectual property. Where are you going with all that, Dylan?
Well, like I was saying, the reason that I went to all the trouble to create that original graphic was because in order to use the one that Pete and Adam had picked out, and I was going to rework it, we would have had to spend hundreds of dollars and sign an agreement that opened us up to all kinds of legal liability if the creator didn't like some application or that we, you know, reproduced it too many times or whatever.
And this was for a piece of clip art.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were going to buy you actually weren't going to buy the clip art, but it came with a whole bunch of legal mumbo jumbo.
Right.
Okay.
Right. This boilerplate stuff. And, you know, we get it. I work at a newspaper in marketing. We get it all the time where we're sort of limiting how many impressions we can use. We can't use it on a logo, all this kind of stuff.
So I should crank out some clip art and just put it out there on the public domain. And I don't know. I mean, I can.
Yeah,
some basic clip art. I've seen some of the clip art stuff out there, and like, I could do that kind of stuff.
Clip art is kind of known as being just cheap, crappy artwork.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah.
It's amazing that. Yeah, no. You can buy, like, I know that there's like packages. You can go to like Staples or a place that sells software and buy packages of like thousands of little clip art images.
And I thought those were, you know, once you bought them, that you could use them for whatever.
In this case, clip art is maybe not the right word. It was an illustration is more apt.
Okay.
But you know, it's sold on a like iStock or ThinkStock. It's like on a per item basis, and it comes with all this boilerplate legal language. And I just didn't think it was worth it for that amount of money, you know. And I wanted to help them out, so of course I did it for free, and I didn't put any restrictions on how they use it, how many times they reproduce it. I'm just glad it's out there.
So you just did it from scratch. You just did a whole drawing just from scratch.
Yeah, they gave me a picture of Marv, and I looked at the illustration that they had picked out, and I kind of drew Marv in the style of that illustration, and then, you know, put it in the background, the art all around it. So, I mean, I started with a pencil sketch, and then finally came to that the logo that you now have on the T-shirts. So, and that way, there's nobody has any claim that, you know, besides me on that piece of art. So, Adam and Pete can use it however they want. I'm happy with that. You
That's
know,
great.
I certainly don't want to attach any
now, are you,
any kind of copyright or anything to that.
Sure. Do you have any concerns that riffing on the style of the original clip art would open you to some sort of, I mean, because you kind of, you were influenced by it. Are you worried that's going to open you to any sort of legal action?
Apparently, according to the L. Neil Smith theory of copyright, I'm a sticky-fingered little rat or something?
Yeah, you're a rodent. You know, but I mean, imagine, I'm gonna talk for a second, and I'm going to draw a picture up in your mind. You know, there's a motorhome. It's yellow. It's black. It's rolling over a hill. There are trees on either side of it. I mean, now, you've got a picture in your mind. Somewhere, someone has, without probably the yellow and black, has drawn this picture, something similar to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you owe that person anything?
It's crazy.
You're not allowed to think up that picture and produce it in any way.
Well, maybe you're also not allowed to paint your motorhome yellow and black now, too, with the diagonal cut of the stripe, just basically, so it's like triangles, yellow.
Somebody
that's owned
had
by
the
Marv.
Flag.
Sure. Yeah, that's owned by. But painting a motorhome in that way is owned by Marv, so you can't do that. It's like sticking. You know, there's like reasonable and unreasonable notions of property rights in general, right? Like you could there's the whole notion. Someone says, well, the first person that gets to an island, he runs up and sticks a flag in it, and he owns the island. You know, I'm like, well, no, I don't even think most libertarians would buy that, right? They wouldn't say, no, you don't own the island because you stuck a flag in it. Some people would say, well, you build a fence around a certain region and you own that. And I'm like, well, that's still pushing it, frankly. But, you know, you build a house, I'd be like, oh well, hardly anyone would say you did all that work, you know. And if you don't get to keep that house, then what was that work for, you know? But there's reasonable notions of that. And then on the whole intellectual property thing is sticking a flag in thoughts that other people cannot now produce, you know, at no harm to you either. This is the thing. If I steal from you, I've harmed you. But if I copy something, how have I harmed you? And the only way you can claim harm for that is if you have started off with a sense of entitlement that I am entitled to make some money because I did a certain thing. Mm-hmm. But that's labor theory of value right there. No, what you did, and you might not even, and someone else turns around and makes money on something that maybe you produced it and they copied it and did the same thing and made money off of it. That doesn't mean you would have. Maybe they made money because they're really good marketers. You know, look at Microsoft. I'm sorry, Microsoft is like all marketing, you know, almost. Or these infomercials, you know, that sell crap. They just market it really well and they know how to market well. So just because someone else makes money off of something that you did and you think you're supposed to make money off of it, you know, it's just this notion that I want a monopoly on it. I want to be able to hedge out the market and not have competition.
Yeah.
You know, that's IP, and that is totally not libertarian.
Dylan?
When you bring up the concept of monopoly, I think it's really disingenuous to refer to the concept of copyright as a right. That word in there confuses people. It really should be copy monopoly or copopoly. I don't know. Regardless,
it's a positive
right.
It's a positive right, which is a conflict of negative rights.
Right. It's a monopoly privilege, and it requires an edifice of enforcement before it can even exist, before anyone can have any idea about what they have this entitlement to. That there has to be a system where you register and you know, the consequences are externally.
It's a status concept in that sense that you can't. It's not something that can be applied without an authority that gets to say, okay, this person owns this pattern, this idea, this application of certain colors or certain sounds or.
I think that.
Words.
Mr. Smith wants to externalize the cost of that. He wants to socialize those costs. He wants to put the cost of enforcing his.
He hasn't said that. You're projecting. You're projecting. Well, he has not said that those words. He's just said.
No, he just said he was going to CC his lawyer.
In the whole concept.
What's that?
Well, to be fair, he did say that early on, and I think he maybe. I don't want to say that he regrets it, but I mean, he hasn't gone any further with that.
Right,
to my knowledge.
Called on it, and
and I think he hoped that the threat would just kind of put an end to it. But he did mention CCing his lawyer, and how else do you interpret that as other than I'm threatening to take legal action against you, which is that's a very status thing to do, obviously.
Yeah, I read that, and I don't think there was any other reasonable interpretation.
Well, there could be. Here's a reasonable interpretation. If you think that you own that document and you're going to prevent me from using it in the future, you're going to stake your copyright claim on the Shire Society document and therefore make me unable to use my, the Universal Declaration of Freedom.
Well, how would
or
that
something
happen
like that?
Without the government
right.
to intercede?
You never claimed that you weren't going to use the government at that point. This was very early on in the conversation. It was in the first email, exchange at that point.
No, he claimed later that he wouldn't use the government after I called him on.
I'm telling you a reasonable reason why he would be CCing his lawyer that didn't have to do with using the government in order to go after you. He could be using his lawyer as a defensive position to keep you from stealing from...
You're saying as a marker, like the whole idea of mailing, you write a novel and you mail it to yourself so that it gets a post stamp by the post office of...
I'm confused.
And then you don't open it. And
I understand, it's like a date mark on it. You don't look at these things from the standpoint that...
Right, so help me understand. What are you talking about?
Okay, what he's could have been doing, and I don't know what he was doing. I think that he was likely just saying, hey, shoo, get out of here. Quit stealing my stuff. But here's what he could have been doing, is he could have been saying, look, you're not going to claim that yours is the original, legitimate, and true copy because mine is, and I'm going to make sure that my lawyer is involved in this to make sure that my legitimate claims on my property are still valid.
When we get a chance, I'd love to talk about all kinds of alternatives for ways to make money, business models that don't depend on copyright.
Hey, thanks, Dylan. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind, except he didn't create the Shire Society Declaration. He created something completely, something different. Hour 2's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.